G'day you mob, Pete here, and this is another episode of Aussie English, the number one place for anyone and everyone wanting to learn Australian English. So today I have a Goss episode for you where I sit down with my old man, my father, Ian Smithson, and we talk about the week's news, whether locally down under here in Australia or non-locally overseas in other parts of the world, okay? And we sometimes also talk about whatever comes to mind, right? If we can think of something interesting to share with you guys related to us or Australia, we also talk about that in the Goss. So these episodes are specifically designed to try and give you content about many different topics where we're obviously speaking in English and there are multiple people having a natural and spontaneous conversation in English. So it is particularly good to improve your listening skills. In order to complement that, though, I really recommend that you join the podcast membership or the academy membership at aussieenglish.com.au, where you will get access to the full transcripts of these episodes, the PDFs, the downloads, and you can also use the online PDF reader to read and listen at the same time. Okay, so if you really, really want to improve your listening skills fast, get the transcript, listen and read at the same time, keep practicing, and that is the quickest way to level up your English. Anyway, I've been rabbiting on a bit. I've been talking a bit. Let's just get into this episode, guys. Smack the bird, and let's get into it. So, news-wise.
News of the week.
Yeah, what's going on? Or is this idiot of the week?
I got a couple. Well, there's one idiot of the week.
Go to town. There's just one this
only
week.
Only one. Yeah, I've had a few where I've had sort of, honourable mentions and gold, silver and bronze.
We should make it really Australian and a bit more crass. It should be just fuckwit of the week. Wanker of the week.
You can go on to that. Now, this one isn't wanker of the week. This is idiot of the week. Yeah, an idiot in the narrowest
moron,
sense of the
moron
word.
Moron of the week.
Moron of the week.
I heard an American using that the other day. Is that not ours?
What, moron? No, it's an English term.
Thought that was ours.
No, it gets used in Australia more often than anything else.
That's the hardest part with a lot of our, what we think is slang, like moron.
Yeah.
And then you realise, oh, no, others use it as well, so it's not technically slang.
Moron and idiot were originally two psychiatric definitions for people who had particular extreme mental disabilities.
So, it actually described something mental back in the day that was going on with patients, but nowadays it's just broadly used for people that you want to condemn for being stupid.
For being stupid, So, anyway, stupid person of the week goes to no honourable mentions this time. This is gold, silver and bronze, all given to Christine Holgate, who is the CEO of Australia Post. So, Australia Post is the National Postal Service.
She's got a penchant for watches.
For watches. Well, she doesn't. She has a penchant for giving watches away.
This was a hard one. I was thinking about this and I'm like, was it okay? Was it
idiot of the week story. So, Christine Holgate is the CEO of Australia Post. Australia Post is a wholly government-owned private enterprise. So, it is not a government department, but it has a single shareholder. It's effectively the government owns it.
Yeah.
And so, it is it's not a government department, but it's effectively government-owned. She, as CEO, ended up giving, I think, four watches to some of her senior executives.
Initially valued at $12,000, and that now is valued at
$20,000. You're giving away my idiot of the week thing, because she initially gave them to, this is in 2018, so it's only come out.
Oh, wow. Okay, so 2 years ago.
A year and a half later.
Yeah.
Nearly 2 years later. She gave them to them because of their contribution to doing a deal with three of Australia's four major banks that they would use Australia Post exclusively for their postal and package parcel services.
Yeah.
So, that's a huge deal. So, these are three of the biggest companies in Australia. So, on that basis, you look at it and go, your average private corporation where you've got senior executives who are going to end up making hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars
for the
over a period of years for the company, you give them a bonus.
Well, and that's where I was thinking of it. And before you continue on, it was kind of like, so, I mean, I don't get it. These guys have gone out and made a deal based on themselves, their personalities, their hard work, and they've been given a watch. Who cares? It's a few thousand dollars where what this deal, you would imagine, is worth a lot more than that watch is to the company.
Yeah.
But there was obviously a great deal of uproar, and the Prime Minister himself was hoping, or said out loud, right, that she should step down.
So, well, there's more to the story. Yeah, she has stepped down under the advice of the Prime Minister while there is an inquiry. And there's we have a Senate Estimates is the thing. So, Senate Estimates is basically a function of the Senate, which is a house in the government in Australia, where they get to hold an inquiry, mostly based around financial issues. So, this is not a criminal activity or any of those sort of things, or corruption or anything like that.
Just seen as inappropriate.
A Senate inquiry could do, but Senate Estimates is typically around financial issues and whether or not there was something that was, you know, inappropriate going on. So, and I agree with you. I think that, you know, if you treat Australia Post as a private company, which it isn't, but if you treat it that way, it would be reasonable for the CEO to reward these things.
Well, and you were in that sort of a position in your previous jobs where you were working as a salesman who would go out and get deals.
I wasn't directly a salesperson, but I worked in the sales team.
Well, you would develop relationships, you would meet people at conferences, you would end up getting deals, which would obviously make the company millions of dollars that you're working for. And so, if you would imagine that-
And I got
on an
bonuses.
Individual level, you'd be like, well, I've contributed a great deal. Can I have a portion of the-
And I did. Part of my salary structure was a bonus structure, which was based around the performance of the company and my performance.
Yeah.
And so, it's typical in private enterprise that certainly senior people will have an element of their salary structure based on this. But this is a sort of one-off gift, which is where it becomes a little dodgy. And it's dodgy because it appears that, and this is the idiot part, in the initial sort of public inquiry before it got to the Senate, where there were questions being asked, and she was asked, well, you know, how much do you spend? And she said, $2,000 to $3,000 a watch. And these are Cartier watches, you know, famous brand of watch.
Sort of like Rolex, I take it.
Yeah.
But again, I'd be like, why the hell are you giving me a watch? Just give me the cash. Yeah, I don't want a damn
watch.
But
these are people who are earning hundreds of thousands a year anyway, the cash.
It's a gesture.
Token gesture, effectively. So, $2,000 or $3,000. Well, can you show us the books? No.
They've been run over by a tractor.
and then it turns out that now, as far as I know, they still haven't produced the details in the books, but- And now it turns out that instead of it being $2,000 to $3,000 each for four of them, it was $19,900 and something for the four. Not each, but so there it's more total. Like $5,000 each. So she lied. And that's the stupid thing.
Yeah.
You go, you've been caught with your pants down, metaphorically. You just say, and she used the defense of, well, you know, this is a reward, a bonus, it's blah, blah, blah. And she was accused immediately by the Prime Minister of saying, but this is taxpayers' money.
Exactly.
And she made the stupid claim that, no, this is a commercial enterprise. It is not taxpayers' money. It's coming out of profit. And she should have fallen on her sword then and gone, all right, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Because the profit is actually entirely goes to the government. You know, it goes to running the company, but the profit is the government. So, it's effectively taxpayers' money that she was using it for. But then, she lied about the amount of money.
Well, if I say $12,000, hopefully I'll get off the hook. But if they know that it's $19,000, then I'm screwed.
But yeah, this is not like $12,000 as opposed to $200,000.
Exactly.
This is just-
It's a minor difference.
You must have
known. You knew,
And if you didn't know, say, I don't know how much they are worth, but I'll let you know. So, that's the idiot of the week one where you're not an idiot for doing it, although I think it's sort of slightly dodgy in the first place.
Yeah.
Particularly as there has been a huge public backlash against Australia Post during COVID because of the delays in delivering parcels. Yeah, they had something like a 5 or 6 times increase in the amount of parcel traffic that is going around, which you would expect, obviously, because people have to buy things online. They can't go out shopping. They can't deliver them to people. They have to post them and so on.
I hope you guys got shares in Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. and so, there's this huge backlash with that.
Yeah.
There were bonuses paid to a lot of staff there, but these were bonuses that were in the sort of hundreds of dollars that were being paid to the staff who were working, overtime, beyond, what you would expect them to do. And so, yes, they'll get paid for that. But then you got these executives that get a watch and you go, it's the look as much as anything else. And you could sort of palm that off. But then when you lie about it, you just think you're an idiot. She will, if she's not fired, she'll have to resign. because she's an idiot. Not because she did anything wrong, but she lied.
Yeah.
And yeah, you don't lie to the Senate. You don't lie to the Prime Minister. You don't lie to the public when you're effectively a public servant. You're not, because you're it's a sort of private organisation, but it's wholly government-owned.
Would this have been her choice, or would this have happened below her?
I believe it was her idea.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot more sense than if it was someone. Because then, if it was someone else, like, again, why are you lying?
They were asked. She was asked. Yeah. 4 or 5 hours yesterday, she was grilled by Senate estimates. And she was asked, well, did this go on your corporate credit card? Because if it did, you should be able to produce the, you know, the audit for that instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't remember. We can't find it. Really? Like, it was your idea. You must know where this had come from, or you must know who you asked to do it. So, the irony is that their chief finance officer is now the acting CEO, and he's the one who should know, and he hasn't been grilled yet. So,
What happened? There used to be another CEO, wasn't there? A male guy who was
a male guy. I get
it. Well, if he was a nice man, pun. That was who a man. No, but he had to step down because he was getting paid ridiculous amounts. Wasn't he? There was something dodgy going on
I can't remember
the amount of money he was getting paid.
Yeah, this is a person who was getting paid roughly the same amount as the head of the major banks in Australia.
He was on like $4 or $5 million a year from memory, and
tens of millions of dollar a year bonuses and those sort of things. And you go,
so this seriously? is like dozens of times more than our prime minister. For an organisation
that should be non-profit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do we have somebody that's being paid that sort of money?
Yeah, it was definitely a weird situation when that came out. Mm. Anyway, so Idiot of the Week.
That was the Idiot of the Week,
All right, next episode. See you there, guys.
Bye.
All righty, you mob. Thank you so much for listening to or watching this episode of The Goss. If you would like to watch the video, if you're currently listening to it and not watching it, you can do so on the Aussie English TV channel on YouTube. This is different from the main channel. You'll be able to subscribe to that. Just search Aussie English TV on YouTube. And if you're watching this and not listening to it, you can check this episode out also on the Aussie English podcast, which you can find via my free Aussie English podcast application on both Android and iPhone. You can download that for free, or you can find it via any other good podcast app that you've got on your phone, Spotify, podcasts from iTunes, Stitcher, whatever it is. I'm your host, Pete. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a ripper of a day, and I will see you next time. Peace.